As the Hokulea and Hikianalia continue their worldwide sale, a theater production in Honolulu is remembering a tragedy that nearly swamped Hokulea's beginnings. It was March 16, 1978. Mayor Fassi and Governor Ariyoshi were there amidst great fanfare to bid the Hokulea farewell.
As we left about sunset, there were tons of boats, you know, following us out to Diamond Head.
Educator Marion Lyman Mercereau was the only female crew member aboard the Hokulea as it set out for its second Tahiti crossing.
As soon as we got into the Ka'iwi Channel, we were flying. The wind was blowing very, very hard. The seas were 6 to 8 feet in the channel.
The Hokulea had sailed rough seas before, but this was the first time so laden with supplies. Large waves were washing over the gunwales.
I can remember hearing the lashings creak as the hulls went up and over. And about midnight, I heard a captain yelling, "All hands on deck." I remember seeing Norman Pianaya bailing as fast as he could, and I could tell that the water was coming in a lot faster on the starboard hull. And within 5 minutes, it was sort of slow motion. A good swell and a good gust just took us up and over.
12 miles south of Molokai, the Hokulea hulied, and 16 of Hawaii's finest ocean experts found themselves in an inky sea clinging to the capsized hull.
I remember looking up at the stars. It was a beautiful, clear night, despite the fact the ocean was very rough and the winds were strong.
Several years ago, Mercereau recorded the events of this pivotal night in a book. Mark Branner, director of Eddie Wengo, likes to put the audience in the middle of things.
I imagine when you're out there on the Hokulea and there's no lights from any islands, it just must be glorious to see all these stars. So all the lights go off, and we just have little LED lights on the fingertips of about 30 people. And it just becomes a starry night. We were sitting here going, "I love it. You know, do it again. It's so beautiful."
Hawaii Theater Education Director Eden Lee Murray says Theater for Young Audiences, TYA, is Branner's theater specialty.
He decided in order to make the story come to life, the whole environment had to be visually stunning, right?
TYA is no-holds-barred theater. Anything goes for all ages. In this production, giant puppets make the stage feel underwater.
They're sitting right over there. Tutu Wahine is a 5-piece, 24-foot-long whale. Here, come see.
Team McCall created the engaging cast of puppets. Surging waves appear, and on stage, the Hokulea itself has to overturn.
First, when we go over, somebody yells, "Make like Opihi."
Marion Lyman Mercereau.
We just all hung on to the bottom of the canoe, which was now the top of the canoe.
They passed a wet and chilly night. The next morning, failing to attract passing planes, the canoe was drifting further and further from sea lanes.
Officers got together and had a discussion because this guy was insistent, saying, "Let me go for help." It was decided that Eddie would go, yeah.
As Waimea lifeguard Eddie Aikau paddled off on his surfboard toward Molokai, miles away, at least one crew member thought Aikau would be the sole survivor. Hypothermia and exposure were taking their toll as the crew hung on. Finally, the last flight from Kona spotted them in the water around 9 p.m. the second night, and the crew was lifted to safety. The largest air-sea search in Hawaii's history never could locate Eddie Aikau. But his story lives on. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.